You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yes. Microphone's on today. We're ready to rock and roll.
Greggy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Matty Moe, how you doing?
Fantastic.
And how do we all think Jake Seeley's doing?
Miserable.
Fine.
I'm all right.
Fine.
Hi. How are you? Great to be here, guys.
Is it great?
I'm so excited to talk baseball.
It's fine.
Jake's like the angry old Abe Simpson.
Jake the Beast Seeley's in the house.
I love that.
What's up, Jake?
What's going on?
Well, you know what today is? Matt Boyd Day. Good luck, everybody.
Amazing. It becomes Matt Boyd Day on the day after Jake Junis dominated.
Well, we're going to get to that. I actually put that in the rundown.
I saw that part of the email.
A little special mention for both you and Matty Medica. Jake Junis, the first hit.
Was
Dan Vogelbach.
Infield single, no less.
Worlds colliding.
First and only hit.
And now Jake and I have Matt Boyd to root for today.
As well.
You're in.
Oh, I'm in.
All right, cool. So I'm actually thinking about putting together a daily lineup just because I want to cheer extra hard for Matt Boyd tonight. Like, I feel like I know something before other people catch on, you know?
You like burning money.
Is it? Well,
I mean, look, Matt Boyd.
Do you mean because I suck at DFS
no,
or
no,
because
no.
I want
Playing
Matt Boyd?
Matt Boyd. I mean, I'm hoping he does well. Like 28th, 30th round pick. I don't know about DFS.
Let me paint you a picture of a man named Jake Arrieta a couple years ago when he went to the Cubs with a certain pitching coach, Chris Bosio. What happened? Jake Arrieta took everything that he was supposed to be and became a Cy Young Award winner and a dominant force in baseball.
I think Matt Boyd had one strikeout.
Matt Boyd had better minor league numbers than Jake Arrieta. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of Jake's, Jake?
Yeah.
Give us your 1 to 10 excitement level of Matt Boyd tonight.
5.
That's better than I thought it would be. For Jake, that's like these go up to 11. Look, there's some stupid stat that MLB.com had about Matt Boyd being awesome against the Indians last year, 2.28 ERA in 4 starts. So if you need more, you know, reason to go after Matt Boyd. Also, distant relative of Bob Feller, Greg and I learned.
We looked up
his MLB.com page today. I can't
that
give
matters.
You anymore. I'm going to leave Matt Boyd at that because we get too hyped for Matt Boyd. Other people are going to catch on. They'll beat me at my own game.
The only problem is Francisco Lindor destroys him, so hopefully he's still cold.
Yeah, the beast comes through and just destroys everyone's good time. All right, Jake. I don't know how. I'm sure people listening, people watching, have an idea about Felipe Rivero and what's going on there.
I am Felipe Rivero.
What?
I am Felipe Rivero.
Yeah, we all are today. Jake, first of all, Felipe Rivero has a Jake-ish nickname, The Nightmare.
I like that.
Jake, would you rather be called The Nightmare or The Beast?
The Nightmare. The Beast is kind of eh.
Well, The Beast is you anyway. anyway, his name is now Felipe Vasquez, which he picked up because of the surname of his sister, Pressilla, Prescilla. There's some interesting stuff in the story. What actually stood out to me a little bit was that Pressilla advised him to change agents. MLB.com, adding to the story, briefly advised by Scott Boras, Vasquez left the well-known baseball agent and hired Francis Marquez of Magnum Sports in late November at the advice of Pressilla. In January, he signed an extension worth a guaranteed $22 million for 4 years with $10 million club options for 2022 and 2023. Greggy, safe to say that Pressilla Vasquez is maybe the smartest person in baseball?
Is he the smartest person in baseball? I mean, he got this contract, yes.
He dropped Scott Boras before everyone started hating on him, too.
Yes, true. And it's clear he dropped Scott Boras because he wanted to sign the extension. Obviously, Boras in no way would have let him sign that extension.
Exactly.
So he wanted the guaranteed money now. Boras said, oh, not with me or not. And he's like, all right, peace. Hired a guy that got him the extension. Now, long term, he might have cost himself money.
We said that about Jonathan Singleton.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we said about Scott Kingery. We have this conversation all the time. But, you know, who are we to judge what somebody needs right now? Or maybe Priscilla and their family needs money. We are nowhere to judge. If their family needs some money now, great contract for him. He's set for life, making potentially $10 million a year forever. That's awesome.
You're guaranteed $22 million, Matty Mo.
To Greg's point, it's hard to turn down.
I like you over here. I like being able to look at you like this. This is great.
But Priscilla is, I would say, sister slash spiritual advisor.
Sure.
He might change his number because of this.
By the way, the nightmare, I kind of like all in Beast. That kind of.
Oh, you're right. I should start. I got to switch to the all in Beast.
I'm all in on the nightmare. I love it.
Well, we can't steal it now.
No. We're calling Felipe Rivera, Felipe Vasquez.
Felipe Vasquez.
So if you want jar for that.
If you want Felipe Rivera, get used to seeing Felipe Vasquez. He also apologized to all the fans that bought his stuff and saw all this happen, but since it was a long process, I was not able to say anything.
No, he apologized.
All right. Free tickets?
How about for anyone that shows me a picture of the Rivera or wants a piece of Vasquez merchandise, I will provide you that.
He's got $22 million.
How about that, right?
A buyback.
Yes, exactly. If you bought my shirt, my merchandise, please, I'll send it back, and we will take it back from you and give you a Vasquez one. I think it's the right thing to do.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, Jake's right.
That's way too much money. That's way too much money.
Well, how many people
give
actually
it like a discount buyback?
But how much would they do? How many people would do that?
Probably. I do everybody. Why would you want a jersey of somebody that doesn't exist anymore?
People are lazy, Jake.
I think it's cooler to have the old one. Like, when Star Wars came out with a vintage Star Wars series several years ago, they had an Anakin Skywalker, but I think people picked up that it was after like a certain point in the story when he had already become Darth Vader. So they had to change it to Darth Vader in the printing run. And I got both. And I was pretty excited about
That's cool.
That. Yeah.
That's cool. Right. Now, like,
and then my brother lost them.
If you're a Kobe fan, you want 8 and 24.
Exactly.
Right.
Michael Jordan 45.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
I would like to know Priscilla's thoughts on what should happen with the jerseys.
Well, he's 73. I don't know what he's going to go to. all right. So enough about Felipe Vasquez, except Jake, is he top 5 closer? Is he top 3 closer?
He's definitely top 5. He's still in that conversation.
Is it Kimbrel Chapman, Felipe Vasquez?
Sounds about right.
I don't know, man. Kenley Jansen's still in there. We're going to limit Kenley Jansen now? Come on.
I thought he said Jansen. That's what I was saying.
Did you say Jansen? I think you just
said Kimbrel Chapman and then Vasquez.
You didn't say Jansen. I was right.
Jansen's got some problems.
He did strike out the side.
Thank you.
He was, I think it was 92 he was kind of sitting.
I thought he was 93 I saw.
Or 93.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. Whatever. It's, you know, it's the difference of a dollar probably in an auction anyway.
Great.
Let's move on. It's Matt Boyd Day, so it's only proper that we celebrate Yurickson Profar. Rigneto Dor. I'm sorry.
It's
you
really
guys are going to have to.
It's really
guys,
Nando Day.
This is really Nando Day. You're right. But we do have trivia for Greg at his request.
Yeah.
Jake, I feel like you haven't talked enough yet this show. Rigneto Dor hurt. Yurickson Profar, the 2013 number one overall prospect in all of baseball, likely to take over at second base. Let's assume Odor is out 6 weeks. Paint us a picture of the next month and a half, Jakey.
For Profar, I don't know that he's going to be that much better than Odor. He hasn't shown anything at the major league level to make us think that he's going to be able to keep hitting. So I'll take a stab on him, but I'll take a stab as in somewhere on my bench. I'm not expecting him to get inside my lineup unless he impresses, and he hasn't done to this point. I know he's still young. I know he's still potentially. I know you just mentioned it about the draft pick and all that type of stuff, but similar to Odor's, you know, we haven't really seen it. At least Odor is providing power.
Matty Mo, is it unfair to look at what Profar has done in the majors? Because he never really had a string of playing in a row. You know, like they call him up, you're going to play here, you're going to play there, we'll put you in third base, put you in the outfield, put you in shortstop. He hasn't really had a stretch where he can prove himself, right?
I mean, he's still young, but that injury was a major setback. My AL-only team is happy I have him as an outfielder for $1, so.
Second base eligibility coming up.
That's coming. But in a 12-team league, I'm not taking a shot.
Greggy?
I'm intrigued just because I buy the old prospect stuff, former first rounder, former top prospect in baseball, right? Like, there's a lot there. But in a 12-team league, I just can't do it right now.
But Greg,
I can't do it.
If he gets a second base eligibility, he could slide in for your boy, Anthony Rizzo.
Yes, he can, because he's on the DL, which is frustrating. So, and Frank's going to kill me.
I had always thought of Profar as kind of a light-hitting, good average guy with some speed, but he had 12 home runs and 14 home runs in two seasons when he was 18 and 19 years old, had 23 and 16 stolen bases those seasons, too. If you go to the Baseball America, by the way, our trivia question is related to Baseball America prospects. If you go to the Baseball America write-up on Profar from 2012, I'm sorry, this is the MLB.com write-up. It's always a good sign when a young player gets better as the season progresses. When he does so in his first taste of full-season ball while playing a premium position, you might have something special. That's happened for Profar in the South Atlantic League in 2011. He followed that up by double-jumping to Double-A and excelling there as well in 2012. Plus defender across the board. He's also a very good base runner. Started showing some legitimate extra base pop at the plate. And then blah, 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 blah. He won't unseat Elvis Andrews. The Rangers are going to have to find a place for him sooner than expected. He was developing power. He's got some speed. He's an excellent defender. Jake, excitement level from 1 to 10 on Erickson Profar.
That's not anything more than I said before. 3.
I'll go over.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give you a 5.
All right.
I have a question for you, Nando.
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you have gone an extra buck knowing now what you know in your AL only?
To me, Profar's $9 player. And it's kind of like if I'm buying something on sale, I know it's worth more, but I still want to get it on sale. At that point, I just couldn't spare the money. I needed more power. So, but, well, I don't know. What did I need, Matty?
I don't know.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Listen to this list of the MLB 2012 top prospects behind Profar.
Yeah.
Dylan Bundy, Will Myers, Taijuan Walker, Trevor Bauer, Zach Wheeler, Garrett Cole, Danny Hultson, Tyler Skaggs, Nick Castellanos.
Yep.
That brought me tumbling into Danny Hultson wormhole, which we'll get into a little later.
Shocker.
Which brought me into a Kyle Zimmer wormhole, which we'll get into a little later.
Yeah. Can we back it up to Dylan Bundy and how awesome he's been to start the season?
I'd like to hear you and Jake debate that.
Well, Jake can go first.
All right.
I'll lead the floor.
Jake, Dylan Bundy? Yes?
Oh, there's nothing to debate. I don't want to talk about Dylan Bundy. I don't care about Dylan Bundy.
Jake doesn't care about a player. You can't get him to talk about.
So there used to be this guy William Castle who made all these old movies in the 1950s, and he got famous for like the Vincent Price movies and like those black and white thrillers. And when they kind of ran out of like those old Edgar Allan Poe movies to make, he'd come up with gimmicks in the theater, and he came up with this thing called the Tickler. So they made a horror movie, the Tingler, made a horror movie called the Tingler. He secretly installed things in the seats, and they would hit a buzzer when the Tingler came out. You know, so like on House on Haunted Hill, when the skeleton came out, like they had skeletons in the theater on strings. They brought them out and scared everybody. We got to get Jake Tingler for a seat for when we bring this stuff up.
Honestly, just put the masters on. You'll hear.
So we're basically going to zap Jake from
a distance. From a distance. Remote control zapping of Jake. Everything's Pete is cool with that, right? Okay, fine. Jake, give me Jerks and Profar's line by the time the season's over. How about that?
I don't care.
I'm not projecting Jerks and Profar.
Why, Jake? This is what you do. This is why people pay for you.
Yeah, and I haven't done it. I'll go back. I haven't looked at it in forever. I'm not doing it off the top of my head.
Well, can't you? I'll do it off
in
the top
fairness,
of my head.
Matty, it's tough.
Well, I understand. Like, there's the Jake Seeley line, but there's Jake Seeley, the guest here.
I mean, how much playing time is he going to get? How long is Odor going to be out?
That's what you got to factor in.
Optimistically, 12 homers, 267, 5 steals. I don't know.
All right. I like it.
You like that?
I like it. I'd probably go over on the steals, but that's just because I obsessed over Jerks and Profar. you want to do quick trivia time based
on
this?
Hell yeah.
This is a fun topic. Okay, so.
Do you want it or not? I said I was going to pull it up.
Oh, I didn't think you were. Yeah, go ahead, Jake, please.
So, 253, 6 home runs, 35, 30, and 5.
Well, you both got 5 steals.
That's what I had him for. But that's with like 70 games. I don't know that he gets much past that, even with this situation.
Man, Profar is like 425 at bats for me at this point. Look, if you're that good, you're gonna find playing time, man. That's just how it is.
That's 320. That's 325 at bats. I mean, that's a decent sample.
That is a decent sample. Actually, Matty, before we get to trivia, you know, we'll just hit trivia maybe on the other side. You can go on Dylan Bundy. I know you wanted to bring him up and talk about him.
No, I just think that we saw last year he pitched 170 innings. The slider, I like to call it the sickness. We saw that. Whiff percentage with that pitch last year, finally allowed to throw what he needs to throw. There's, they're not babying him anymore. They can't. It's time to let him pitch, take the training wheels off. And what does he have? 7, 8, and 10 strikeouts in 3 starts, 7, 6, and 7 innings. So, I mean, this is pretty encouraging. If you bought in, right now you're feeling pretty good.
If you're fishing for Dylan Bundy, what are you offering people right now? Like, for a legitimate trade that you think will be accepted? What are you willing to give up? How about that?
It's not this game is not my strong point. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You did all the high stakes leagues.
You can give me an example.
Oh, yeah.
My area.
James Paxton. Would you rather have James Paxton or Jalen Bundy?
James Paxton.
All right. I'm
still going to stay with him.
Jake, how about you?
Gio Gonzalez, Danny Duffy, Marcus Stroman. Those are the names you should be talking about.
Jake's going to make a tremendous 75-year-old man.
Duffy, Stroman.
Gio Gonzalez.
I'll take those kind of
names.
All of them.
Bundy over all of them? Mm-hmm. Jake, is he in the middle of that for you, or are those guys you'd give up to get Bundy and you think could realistically be expected?
No, I would take Gio over that. I would take Gio, and then I would take Bundy. I'm worried about Stroman's health, and I'd probably take Gio than Bundy. I think people are hating on Gio too much.
I think Jake's right. People are hating, myself included, on Gio too much. I would probably go to Bundy, Stroman, then Gio.
Greggy?
I'll take Bundy over all of them.
All day, every day?
I'll take Bundy over all of them.
I think the two of us here at the desk are a little more pro-Bundy than everybody else.
Matt's super pro-Bundy.
Oh, that's true. But, I mean, you're still putting Gio over him.
No. I'm taking Bundy.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Then Gio.
Then Gio.
I'm just saying, the hate, Jake is right about the hate on Gio.
Got some trivia coming your way.
Yes.
It has to do with the Baseball America number one overall prospects.
I like that.
Since 1995, so if you're playing along at home.
Let's do it, baby.
No Googling. And then we got some other fun stuff. Six-page rundown. Stay tuned. Come back with more after this.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's Carton and Friends!
You should have a policy of no tolerance. There's enough smoking guns, unfortunately, on the Michigan State campus where I'd make it very, very clear. I am shutting down the entire sports department for the next year. And while there's going to be some innocent people that are now forced to get new jobs, I get rid of everybody. I enact a one-year, full-fledged, across-the-board death penalty to Michigan State sports.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Yeah, welcome back. Happy Matt Boyd Day, everybody. You're listening to / watching FST. I'm not a Fino. That's Greggy Greg, Matty Mo over in the corner, and Jakey, the beast, the all-in beast on TV.
That has a great ring to it.
By the way, the all-in beast re-debuting on Target starting today, Jake? When's that coming back?
Yeah, starting today.
Oh, that'd be good to have him back.
How excited is Jake?
The intro is the best ever. I'm just letting you know right now.
I saw you teased it, social media or somewhere like that.
I spent hours putting it together yesterday.
I'm excited. I actually kind of am excited. So do you mean...
I set the meeting last night, and he said it was terrific. Then he hung up and texted me like 2 minutes later, said, I just listened to it on full blast. It's even better than I thought it was.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. You, Meanie, and Pizapia? Podcast only, right?
No, just me and Meanie.
Oh. All right.
That's we'll have PCP on as a guest.
Well, I believe me was like the number four or six overall ranker a couple years ago. Right?
Yeah. He was he was number six in the preseason last year.
Yeah. And I think, wasn't he like really high for DFS ranking too?
Oh, yeah. He was up there with DFS with me. I think he finished either just in front of or just behind me. We were like back to back almost.
It's pretty. I mean, that's why we call it On Target.
Absolutely.
Yeah. FSTA winning podcast of the year 2016.
Yes, sir. It was.
Good stuff.
Fantastic stuff. Me, he wasn't on that show.
Jake, you going to have Matty Moe as a guest once in a while, maybe? He's pretty on target.
Sure.
He wins a lot.
We have plenty of guests, yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure. Take care of our boys.
He usually leaves right after this, though, doesn't he?
He goes home. He could dial him up from home, man.
I got a Skype.
So we start right at 2 o'clock. I hang up and start.
Oh, well, he could do it from the street walking home. It'll add ambiance.
He could be a guest in the last half of On Target.
Time for trivia!
We need a bed for this.
Okay. Right. Number
what's
one.
What's the trivia we're doing?
He's asking the question.
Yeah, we don't have a name for it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's just time for trivia.
No. I was going with. I don't know if he has a name since we're doing this regularly. That's what I was asking.
We're calling it Trivia with the Beast. Here we go. Here we go. Can you beat the Beast at trivia?
Yes.
So I got a list of the number one overall Baseball America prospects from 1995 to 2009.
Okay.
We could play later on, like, can you name them all? Because it's also an interesting list.
Yeah, that's exactly what the game was about to be.
Oh, we could do that if you want.
That's awesome.
All right, but let's start with this question. Three times a catcher was the number one player in Baseball America's rankings from 95 to 09.
I can name two.
I can name two also.
All right, well, I'm sorry. Same guy did it twice, so there are only two people.
But I think I know more.
04, 05, and 09.
Sure.
I'm going to guess you know one of them.
Ooh.
Not the other.
Okay.
Matty Moe claimed that he could name both. I'll give you the floor first.
I can name one, but not the other. So now you got me thinking.
Right. One's
Buster
obvious.
Posey?
Well, sorry, Buster Posey's wrong. Not on this list.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it was one of
three. I think the first one is Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer in 04 and 05.
Yeah.
Bonus points if you can name who was number two in 05. I'll give you a hint. He's a pitcher.
Oh, my God.
And his nickname is fairly common.
Is it
the executioner?
It's not the executioner. That would be awesome.
Does he currently pitch in the major leagues?
It is not the nightmare. Yes, he does currently pitch in the major leagues.
Clayton Kershaw.
It is. Jake, would you like a guess?
Not Clayton Kershaw.
No, I have no idea.
It is Felix the King Hernandez.
Okay, all right.
Okay, second pitcher. Jake, sorry, Greg, you still have the floor.
I do. So the second catcher, the obvious guess was Buster Posey. It wasn't, clearly.
2009, he was the number one overall prospect, Baseball America.
Right? Jesus Montero.
No. Jakey, would you care to give a guess?
That's a catcher, so
catcher,
I got nothing.
Still active, and he's playing for his second team in the major leagues right now.
Okay.
Has a commonly misspelled last name.
Zunino.
I'm sorry, it's Matt Wieters.
You weren't even, come on.
What? Wieters or...
I'm not going to take 20 minutes in a show people looking for fantasy advice.
Right.
Although, give us some advice on Matt Wieters, Matty Medica.
There really is none to give. I mean, in a two-team catcher league, yeah, you could pick him up, put him in. One team, I wouldn't roster him.
All right. I don't know. I was surprised at how low he went in some of my auctions.
Did Matt Wieters ever live up to that hype? Because I feel like he didn't.
He got hurt. He screwed up his shoulder.
Even before that.
I think he did briefly. I think there was a brief moment I'm like, oh, there's the Matt Wieters.
Okay.
Because I have an obsession with these lists.
Right, now I know you do.
I go digging into them for like, oh, this guy.
I guess he did. I guess, but the average was never there. The highest average of his career was 267 in 75 games. On a full season, it was 262, which is fine, obviously, for a catcher.
It's great for a catcher.
I just thought he would be better.
Yeah, I thought the two would be, you know, I thought it was between Posey, Mauer,
right.
And Wieters.
Sure.
So we still got to get to Nick Senzel.
Yep.
Playing third base, his natural position.
Yep.
Tyler Beatty starting for San Francisco.
Yep.
Lorenzo Cain and Jose Martinez hurting each other. Keon Broxton possibly even recalled because of the Lorenzo Cain mess. I'm making that up. That's not reported anywhere. Scott Kingery hitting a home run and not being Ryan McMahon.
The starting shortstop last night for the Philadelphia.
Again.
This show being the official show of Gabe Kapler love. We got to give him props for playing Scott Kingery when a lot of other players are burying their prospects. I'm being... Right?
No.
If we're going to talk crap...
He's got no point there.
I do
he's
have
only
a point.
Playing the prospect because they gave him a long-term extension. So it doesn't matter. They don't have to bury him anymore.
They don't have to do that.
There's no
they
reason.
Gave him an extension. They could drop him in the minors.
He doesn't have to play him.
But there's no reason to bury him because he's holding him down for contract purposes anymore.
Ryan McMahon's being buried.
you're right. He could be pulling the Ryan McMahon. Nando has a point. He's not putting him on the bench. He's actually putting him in the field.
They feel that players are better than Ryan McMahon.
Look, he has a point, but coming off of that spring, and you signed him, how do you not play him? I mean, he seems to be one of the guys that should be in there.
Well, I'm just saying. So does Ryan McMahon.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, they have... Look, Ryan, I agree McMahon should be in there. I can see him being in the minors for a month or so. I don't know why he's on the big league club.
But he's not even there. That's the point.
All I'm saying is all the crap we give Gabe Kapler, at least this dude is taking a guy that we all like and playing him every day instead of being like, oh, veterans.
Yeah.
Right? Greggy? We love you, Gabe Kapler. Never change. All right. We'll play. I think we've earned a little trivia. If you're playing along at home, we're looking for the Baseball America number one overall prospects from 95 now to 08 because we knocked off 09 and Matt Wieters. Jake, why don't you go ahead first? You could pick anyone. We'll do this like three times
cool.
So it doesn't get boring for everybody.
But just like throw out a name?
Yeah. Number one prospect, Baseball America. It's a fun list. It's a funky list.
I know. International one comes off the top of my head. Daisuke Matsusaka was there for a year, wasn't
2007,
he?
2007, Jake. Congratulations.
Great job, Jake. I missed. You said 2005, so I missed
it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I meant 8. My bad. 95 to 08.
Oh, okay. So I still made it. Yay.
You still made it.
Good job, Jake. Good job.
I'll go with Joe Mauer, 2004.
No, it does not count. I'm sorry. Guess again, buddy.
I have no idea.
Really? All right.
Hanley Ramirez?
Hanley Ramirez was not on this list. Jake?
No, wait, hold on. Let's see, it's this 2005 that's getting me.
I'll give you some hints.
Yeah, give us some hints.
Can I jump in now or no?
I'll start.
You're getting hints.
I'll start giving hints to the floor and you can jump in.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
1995, Manny Machado has been called a younger him.
Miguel Tejada?
No. Now Jake gets to guess.
That's fine.
This guy caught a lot of flack for an interview he did where he looked orange. people suddenly love him as a TV personality.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, Matty Mel's back in the game.
There you go.
All right, next guy who was 96 and 97. Played for the Braves.
Chipper Jones?
No, I'm sorry, Greg. Strangely spelled first name.
Andrew Jones.
Yeah, Matty Medica is actually suddenly very good at trivia. Are you good at part trivia?
I'm very good at trivia. I just wasn't, you know. First overall prospect.
Yeah.
98, you'll probably never guess him.
Come on.
His last name is something you do when someone dies.
Mourn? Justin Mournow?
No. Well, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. You're close. Probably an also misspelled last name. First name is Ben.
Ben Moreland.
No, pitcher.
Ben from the... I know he's... Ben from...
Ben Grieve. It's Ben Grieve.
Greg, you got
it's
it.
It's Ben Grieve.
It's Ben Grieve.
I was thinking Ben Sheets.
Ben Cry.
I was thinking Ben Sheets.
It's Ben Grieve.
Okay, 1999. His little brother was a power. It turned himself into a power hitting, low average shortstop.
Oh, I know this one. JD Drew.
Jakey.
Nice job, Jakey. Jakey. All right.
Beast. 2000. I'm not keeping score, by the way. I hope someone else is.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
2000. Had the yips as a pitcher, transformed himself into a hitter.
Rick Ankiel.
Sorry, you got to hit to Greggy. He got it first and gave us the full name.
I actually got it first inside of my headset.
Okay, we'll call that one a tie. Since no one's keeping score anyway, we don't hang the beast. 2001. This dude took a couple years off of baseball. Crazy tattoos up his forearms. Everyone thinks he won a home run derby, but he didn't.
Josh Hamilton.
There it is, Greggy.
That cheesesteak has got you powered.
I know. Greg Glenn got a cheesesteak.
Usually a salad guy today.
And now I want is a cheesesteak.
Right?
Come on.
After Florio's comment today, I don't think he's having anything but a salad.
So true.
2002. His last name is the same as a very popular baseball card magazine we were all growing up.
Beckett, Josh.
All right. Matty Mo, coming through. 2003. Wow. Wore number 23 out of respect for Don Mattingly because he was his favorite player when he joined the Yankees from a different team. Kind of boring and bland. Lives in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Paul O'Neill.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, his sister lived in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Kevin Moss?
No.
You guys are way old.
Hard to pronounce last name, but easy once you learn it.
Mark Teixeira?
Yes, Mark Teixeira.
He did not wear 23. He wore 25 with the Yankees.
He came up. I thought he wanted to wear. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He wore 23 before he came to the Yankees because he loved Tom Adding. Whatever Jake got.
They're still good number ones.
Definitely. Like definitely was good by Jake.
All right, we got 06, 08.
All right.
06.
Okay.
Sad. It could have been something on a lot of my fantasy teams. Older brother's nickname was DeMeat Hook.
Oh, Delman Young.
There it
Demetri
is.
Young.
Very good.
Jakey.
Very, very good.
That was easy. You should have given away that clue. You should have saved that one.
DeMeat Hook is a well-known.
I had no idea.
All right, 2008.
All right, man.
2008, and then we'll get back into today's fantasy sports.
Sure.
This player actually still plays in the major leagues.
Okay.
A lot of people.
For Jake and Maddie's favorite team.
Jose Reyes.
Some would argue he has two first names.
Jose
Reyes is a terrible guess. I'm sorry.
Really?
Bruce.
Jay Bruce.
There it
nice
is.
Job, Jake.
I'd say the Beast wins.
Jay Bruce was a monster when he first.
That week, I remember that.
Jay Bruce was Baseball America's number one overall prospect in 2008.
Wow.
Right?
I would have never guessed it. If you said somebody on the Mets who was a number one prospect outside of Amad Rosario, I would have said probably two or three other people before I said Jay Bruce.
It's an interesting list.
That was fun.
Yeah, I love looking back at the looking back at the 2012 list. It's actually a great tool to figure out, Zach Wheeler was on that list. He's good, man. Like, Mets just give him a shot. You go back and look at his minor league stats. Like, he was really good in the minors.
Seth Lugo is pretty damn good right now.
Lugo, schmugo, man. So I wanted to get into some of the news, but whatever. Al can do that.
Do you have past 2008?
Well, I got 2011 and 2012.
Oh, because I wanted to know, because what I was saying before, when I was going to just throw out a random name and I didn't know what year it was, I was wondering if Jason Hayward was...
I think he would have been.
Because remember, he was...
Unless he was 2010, which for whatever reason I skipped. 2011, Mike Trout. I switched over to MLB. 2011 was Mike Trout. 2012, obviously, our boy, Yerkson Profar. 2013, 14, and 15, Byron Buxton.
Jason Hayward, prospect. The year after Bruce, 2008 or 7.
Seven, I got Dice K. Matsuzaka.
It was the year after that. Whatever. Continue.
Nine, I got Matt Wieters.
I don't know. Whatever.
Jake, stop messing up our trivia game. Just sound smart.
That was fun.
For all the girls
that
watching.
That was great.
So here's what we got. There's some news and stuff, but I strongly suggest just listen to Al Melchior's Baseball Hour, man. That's the Baseball Hour with Al Melchior at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Because I wanted to get into three kind of under-the-radar sleepers I wanted to bring up here that can actually help some people. Let's start with Matty Mo. Francisco Liriano, Detroit Tiger. Quietly awesome so far, has relief pitcher eligibility in CBS leagues. What do we think?
Long term, look, it's been great these first two starts. There's many other arms I would speculate on. But, you know, if you did speculate the first 2 years.
Thanks for the butt when you saw me looking sad.
Good for you, is all I want to say.
Jake, Francisco Liriano in these leagues where you can use the starters as relievers, namely just the CBS ones, basically, and their values maybe double that of a possible closer. Would you go after Liriano? Would you drop someone kind of note for him?
So two things. Jason Hayward, 2009. The other thing is I would not, because you've already missed the good. This is what I say about Francisco Liriano for basically the past 2 or 3 years, is once he hits this good streak, you wait and then you pick him up and then you get stuck with the 7 earned runs in 2 innings and 5 earned runs in 3 innings. Like, you missed the good. I understand what you're saying about the relief pitcher, and maybe I'll throw him out there and play a matchup. But it's coming. It's coming where you're going to put him in your lineup. You're like, oh, my God, Liriano just killed my ERA for the next 3 weeks.
I don't know, man. Greg, his pitching coach is Chris Bosio, who's the patron saint of FST.
So
pitching coach used to be Ray Searidge.
And he was excellent with Ray Searidge.
No, he still got blown up at times.
Well, maybe he's more of a Bosio guy than a Searidge guy.
I want to like Francisco Liriano, but I'm with Jake. Like, this is the good and the bad. The other shoe's going to drop. It always does, unfortunately.
But what if he has
Seth Lugo?
What if he has 3 more quality starts? Stop with the Seth. All right, fine. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. I'll give you 1 minute to talk as much as you want about Seth Lugo.
Pitched fantastic in spring training. Deserved the rotation spot. He was going to get a start. The rain out pushed him back. If you look at the stuff, he's got his curveball has one of the best spin rates in baseball. He's a guy that I think is evolving. He's pitched very well in this brief little window we've seen. At some point, hopefully not, one of these pitchers on the Mets probably go down. He'll get that opportunity. So for the interim, he's pitching multiple innings and a possible starter down the road.
You have 27 seconds left.
Jake,
he didn't yield the floor to you, man. It's his 60 seconds. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jake.
No, there was nothing else. I was just saying he's his Jed Jerko. That's his guy. He's going to keep going on about him like you did with Jerko.
I don't know. I'm just watching just from what he did in spring, and he really did deserve that. Unfortunately, they signed Jason Vargas. And then you see the movement on his pitches. He seems like a confident guy now. It seems like he was somebody that I was drafting in like the late 30s in those draft champions, the draft and hold, the 50-rounders.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Gesellman were there. You know, you just need an arm at that point. And I think Gesellman's more of maybe the failed starter thriving in that relief role where Lugo has the opportunity for a higher up.
Gentleman from Staten Island has gone over his time. Greg, I got two more names on this list.
Yes.
But we only got a minute left, so I'm going to use this as a tease. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Coming up. Two more names on these three names to keep an eye on. Apparently, number one has been voted off the island. We're going to try and get to the White Sox in a little bit, just how studly they are right now and how studly they can be in the future.
Clear hitter Nicky Delmonico.
Nicky Delmonico is another guy I got bit up on in that stupid draft the other night.
$11.
He must know something. And then we talked a little bit about Jake Eunice.
Did we?
Well, we mentioned him. We got some Zach Godley. Why isn't he considered elite yet?
We should probably talk about Nick Senzel.
And then Nick Senzel playing third base for Louisville today. Call-up might be imminent. Who knows? Greg Sussman, Matty Medica, Jake the All-In Beast Sealy. I'm Nando DeFino. We'll be right back after this.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Hi, I'm Pat Lynch, PBA president. This is a true story. In 1971, two police officers answering a bogus call for help were ambushed from behind and shot by three gunmen. Police officer Waverly Jones was shot and killed instantly. Officer Joseph Piagentini was on the ground, seriously wounded. They killed Joe with 20 more shots while he begged for his life for the sake of his wife and two baby daughters. While on the run, these cowardly assassins killed a sergeant in San Francisco. A New York judge wanted to give these cold-blooded cop killers the death penalty, but the law only allowed him to give them 25 years to life. The PBA is fighting this terrible parole board decision to release cop killer Herman Bell. His murdering pal and many other cop killers will be up for parole soon. New York City police officers need your help. Visit nycpba.org and click on Keep Cop Killers in Jail. Tell the parole board that cop killers should never walk our neighborhood streets again. Visit nycpba.org. That's nycpba.org. Thank you.
Right for you.
Thanks.
I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
We're talking trash.
Sweet, sweet trash.
What is the problem you actually have with Joel Osteen?
Joel Osteen makes $40 million a year. He's a pastor. He has 5 swimming pools and 8 fireplaces. He lives in Texas. He doesn't need the fireplaces.
I'm sure the temperature dips sometimes in Texas.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to have a fireplace?
No, he can't have one.
5 pools pushing it too. Like we. You got 40 estimated net worth $4 billion.
Listen live on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Fantasy Sports Today. Greggy Sussman. Jiggy Jiggy. Matty Medica. I'm going to allow wrestling talk for 1 second here.
Whoa.
Well, look, we're friends with HBO Sports. They sent us all these boxing gloves you see in the background. Andre the Giant premieres tonight.
I approve this message.
This message is approved. I'm going to watch the crap out of that documentary. Did you read the graphic novel?
I did not read the graphic novel.
Jake, did you read the graphic novel?
No, I didn't.
No. I assumed you would have just volunteered that information. Anyway,
I said no, I didn't.
Oh, no, I was looking at Greg. Sorry. Excellent graphic novel. Pretty funky stuff. And I believe this is Bill Simmons behind this.
He is very much. He's been dying to do this for many years. In fact, the Andre the Giant documentary is, from what I've read, been almost like a treasure chest that hasn't been able to been found yet.
Really?
Because all these people want to do this documentary, and for whatever reason, whether it's cooperation with, I guess, his family, or with WWE, or multiple other reasons, they couldn't get it done. And then eventually, it was the holy grail for Simmons at 30 for 30. He couldn't do it. Now they got to HBO, maybe more resources, potentially. They got it done. The premiere's tonight. Every review that I have read, for those that have seen it, says it's really fantastic. So I'm very excited to check it out. I wanted to watch that. I want to watch Paterno. So there's a bunch of stuff.
Like idiots.
I will DVR it tonight. I mean, there is live baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's Yankees Red Sox.
Baseball schmaltz.
I got Yankees Red Sox tonight, so it's tough for me to watch it.
We're going to be here.
I did DVR.
How late are we going to be here?
6 to 9, I think.
6 to 9?
I don't know. It's an event until it's over. We're holding a meet and greet event here at the Renaissance.
I did not see the 6 to 9 part coming.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock.
That's the part I got.
I'll buy us alcohol. Mr. Sussman
will be shaking hands and kissing babies.
That's right. Anyway, exciting times. And I had a thought and I forgot what it was.
Okay.
And it's not coming back. All right, let's move on. Jaggy Jaggy. Second name on this list. Three names to keep an eye on, I'm calling it. Ryan Schimpf. Playing a decent amount since he arrived in Los Angeles. Started at third base and left field the last two games. Hit a run 2 days ago. I think we know what he is, but is he going to keep playing? And is he worth? If you need a power and maybe just say an AL-only league, is Ryan Schimpf something that you should consider? Someone you should consider?
Should I consider trading him to somebody in labor? Should I do that too?
Is that what you want to do?
No, Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right. Jake has a history with Ryan Schimpf. I forgot about that.
I do have a history with Ryan Schimpf. Look, like the same thing as why I had Ryan Schimpf last year. Middle infield power. That is really what you're looking for. That's all it really offers. As long as he's getting the playing time, he has value. That's the thing is, you know, you could say maybe he's a less powerful version of Joey Gallo in the middle infield because the average is going to be poor, but the power and RBIs and runs, they're going to come as long as he's hitting 20-plus home runs. And if he plays 150 games, he's going to probably hit mid-20 home runs or possibly even better.
Is he going to play that many games, though?
For now, but I don't really know what Anaheim has in the pipeline to take his spot. Did I even have anything?
Caleb Cowart.
Yeah, so, I mean, as long as he doesn't start hitting 180 like he was at some point, you know, I think he'll keep the job for now.
I tweeted out a picture from the Rangers broadcast last night, and it was Joey Gallo and Ryan Schimpf have more career homers than singles.
All right.
And then the next at bat, next inning, Joey Gallo got up, hits a single right up the middle.
Let me ask you this, Greggy.
Yes.
American League only. If you got Francisco Liriano, Ryan Schimpf, and Yerkson Profar on your waiver wire, that's probably not American League. Maybe it's a shallow American League only. Any league, you got Liriano, Schimpf, and Yerkson Profar. How do you add them?
For me, I go with Liriano first. Right. I think he's the pitcher. He's been pitching well right now. He's got Chris Bosio.
What more do we should have? Every time someone says Chris Bosio.
So you have Liriano over Profar?
It's me.
No, that's Greg.
That's me. I have Liriano number one out of those three.
I ask the questions. I cowardly don't have to answer them.
So I'll say.
No, I would take Profar over Liriano.
I'll say Liriano one. I'll put Profar two. I'll put Ryan Schimpf three.
Jakey, how about you?
Profar one. And then Liriano, then Schimpf.
You just said all these flowing things about Ryan Schimpf, and you're still putting him number three? And behind Yerkson Profar, who you hated?
Because he's still only hitting 200. I still don't know if he's playing 150. I said if he plays 150 games.
Fair enough. Matty Mo?
I would go with Jake. Profar, Liriano, then Schimpf.
Here comes player number three to throw a monkey wrench into everything. Leury Garcia turning into the
Leury.
Chicago. Leury Garcia.
There you go.
Turning into Chicago White Sox starting center fielder? Question mark. You think?
Just look at last year when you know he got hurt at the end, I believe. But I had him on the team. He was producing. He was giving you some, you know, a few homers, stolen bases, hitting for having. I mean, who was the guy they had?
Milky.
Adam Engel.
And Adam Engel, sure.
He's trash. I'm sorry.
270 average. What you referred to last year. 270 average with 9 home runs and 8 stolen bases and 300 at bats. So if you play the double that game, that's a 17-16 season with
we
a good average.
We don't like to extrapolate. What's the word again?
I don't believe that power.
All right, you and Jake. Fine.
Yeah, but what does he got?
No, I think he's kind of like a 10 to 12 home run, 20-25 stolen base guy, which is valuable, but I don't believe the power is going to get to 20. I don't believe he can double that power.
You know,
he's never shown
AL
it before.
Only, though, he would be very appealing.
Well, I don't want heartbeat. Nail only is somewhat appealing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll pick him up at a 15.
I think I would, too. I think but here's what I'd need. I need him to play 4 of the next 5 games. To start 4 more games until Fab pickups on Sunday.
This was the same problem last year. He had appeal, but the fact is he doesn't play every day, so that was the problem.
But he might now.
I think,
and that's what I'm saying. I'll pick him up and stash him because he might.
Yeah, I think it's possible he does now. I think you're right, Nando. If you can get a sample size, until Sunday, he plays, let's just say, the majority of games from now until Sunday.
Sure.
I think he's worth it. I think there's talent there. We've seen him get hot. You read the stats at the end of last year. He's been streaky in the past. I remember thinking about picking him up last year, him hitting back-to-back with Avisaíl García last year. And I was like, this guy's kind of good. He didn't get the playing time, but there's something here.
This lineup, that got me going into the Chicago. All right, so really quickly, though, Jakey. If García goes into the mix with Profar, Liriano, and Schimpf, does that change your ordering?
If he plays the next 4 out of the next 5 games, García is number one.
Oh, Matty Mo?
García is number one.
Same qualification as Jake. If he plays the majority, for me, he plays the majority of games till Sunday night.
So the White Sox outfield would be Avisaíl,
yep.
Leury, and then Nicky
DelMonico, yeah.
What a great... So that's what I want to take a look at. This got me into the White Sox deep dive.
What do you think Milton Bradley's up to?
Which we're going
to
hold until tomorrow. Because right now, I want to talk about Nick Senzel.
Yeah.
Senzel, I guess, according to Baseball Reference. Jake actually sent me the text this morning that Senzel's starting at third for Louisville today. The other 4 games, he played second base, although the previous 2 seasons, he was third base only. It's obviously related to Eugenio Suarez's broken thumb, which is a disaster for many of Nando's teams. Jake, why don't you give us 30 seconds on Nick Senzel?
It's their top prospect. He's somebody that should be owned in probably 15 team, maybe 18 teams or bigger. Definitely, and only at this point, if he's out there, you got to definitely go pick him up because he's somebody that can provide good average, good numbers across the board, pretty much. And it's all about the fact that if they had, here's the real tell for me. They had him playing, or they have him playing third base today. If he was still at second, which is where they had him playing a lot because Suarez is signed to that new contract and he's kind of cemented at third base, it looked like they're going to like, well, we need to find a spot for him. Let's play him at second base. If they have him at third today, that tells me that Suarez's thumb is worse than a 2-3 week max injury, that this could be 4 to 6 weeks type of situation. And in that case, he's probably getting the call within the next week or so. So I would absolutely go pick him up everywhere he's available.
I got lucky in one of my auction championship leagues. Somebody dropped him after week one.
Yeah.
I put a $46 bid, a 15-team league. The runner-up was $1. I was like, maybe I should only bid like 10. But then when it happened this past Sunday, I think in a 12-team, like in a Yahoo league, if you have that NA available,
yes,
he's not going to be around. He's one of the prospects that somebody would stash there. I'm with Jake. 15-team leagues, you should be pretty aggressive with him. The hit tool is why he's coming up. He's their top prospect. I don't know about his fielding, how good that is. I think it's kind of questionable. But
well, at least this is his natural position. This is where he played in the minors before this year when they were trying to squeeze him in at second or had hopes of putting him in at second. I'm going to call you and Jake both out. Give me some numbers, man. Like Jake's like, he'll hit some home runs. It'll steal some bases.
If he plays 150 games, he's got 20-plus at both home runs and stolen bases.
Ooh, Matty Mo, you agree with that? Well, I got developing power
here's
written
the one
down
thing.
Here.
I think everybody can hit 20 homers. I'll take the under on the 20 homers. More average, you know, I'm not saying he's hitting 300, but, you know, like 280, 290, you know, possibly.
That's good this day and age.
Yeah.
That's and excellent this day and age.
Stolen bases, I'll take the under on the 20 as well. More like 10 to 12. I want to see stolen bases before I get too aggressive.
I don't want to
He got 14 and 14 last year with 500 at bats.
In the minors.
It's also in the minor league.
I know, but it's against the same competition ish. Anyway, yeah.
He's also only 21.
So he's great.
Yeah. Right. I'm curious. I want him to get called up because I'm so curious to see how Fab is going to go Sunday night for him.
Oh, yeah, it's a good
point. Wait, he's 22. I just pulled it up. He's 22. I was off by a year.
Greggy, I don't want to get too much into this because the Best Friends Forever, I overheard Frank Stanfill talking about his rundown creation, and I believe it's going to be heavy on Nick Senzel. That's the feeling I got.
Is Frank Stanfill's rundown 5-6 pages, more or less?
I don't know if he's learning, it will be.
What I do have to say about Frank Stanfill is he came in and said, instead of, hey, what do you want to talk about? It was, this is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around, man.
I loved it. I loved it. I was like, all right. And Floyd was like, okay, this is what we're talking about.
The official leader of the Best Friends.
I loved
he
it.
He has usurped Mr. Sullivan.
I respect
Florio
it.
Florio does remain the black sheep of the Best Friends.
He didn't bring me a keychain. Anyway, on that note, want to say goodbye to everyone watching us digitally. Stick around in 10 minutes. You're going to have the Fantasy Best Friends Forever coming on live at 2 o'clock Eastern. We're going to talk Nick Senzel and closers, I believe. That's what Frank was saying. If you're watching on Fantasy Sports TV Network, or if you're listening to us, we're still here.
Can I say something about last night?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was for, the second week of the season. The fact that I did get Jacob Barnes in a couple of weeks, that was like so much drama. First off, he comes in, strikes out Ozuna and Jose Martinez. So I was like, it's terrible that he's in the eighth inning, but at least he struck these two guys out.
Yes.
Then Jose Martinez and Lorenzo Cain collide. It was like the most horrible thing ever.
You own both of them in any leagues?
Yes, I own both of them. and then Albers comes in, gives up a leadoff single, an infield single, blows the save, but recovers nicely. Holland comes in, walks. It was just great.
Yeah. I wanted to go back to my Nick Senzel point.
Go ahead, please. Oh, before you do that, though.
Yeah.
Do you think, how sometimes they say, like, women who work in the same office, their ovulation cycles line up?
Sure.
How is it that Florio and Frank have known each other for so long, and when they get the high and tight, it's never at the same time? Like, I don't think I've ever seen Florio and Frank with really super tight sides, and they flop their hair over it at the same time.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
Probably a better question for them.
Ask them that. Coming up on BFFs.
Yeah.
Why isn't their haircut cycle the same yet? Mm-hmm. Anyway, because I noticed Frank's get a little longer.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Greggy, go ahead.
All right, so with Nick Senzel, I kind of agree with Matt in that I think the under on both those numbers of 20s this year. I know Jake said, listen, if he plays 150 games, which I don't think happens here in 2018, I think he certainly, let's say next year, could do that potentially.
Sure.
But if he comes up, and if he does play third base this week up until Ronald Acuna Day on Saturday, and he plays, gets called up Saturday or Sunday, goes in the bid Sunday night, they're not bringing him up to ultimately send him back down. They're bringing him up so he can play every day.
They're not going
to
McMahon him.
No, they're not. And they're going to play him every day at third base. And he is number 7 overall prospect, former number 1 overall pick, 2 overall pick. So he is extremely talented. And I agree. If you can right now, you play daily transactions, you pick him up right now. You don't wait. He's not one of the players, in my opinion. You wait around and see how he does. You go grab him right now.
You've seen rookies perform too well over the last few years when given the opportunity. I mean, Bellinger and Judge last year.
Sure.
You can just use as that example.
Absolutely.
Right.
And there's many more.
I think, I don't know. I believe Nick Senzel's that good.
I believe children are the future. Teach them well.
Jake, you have any comments on that? No. Show them all the beauty they possess inside?
No.
Then let's jump to Tyler Beede. Or Tyler Beede. I don't even know how
to say it. Less exciting.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, he is. Everyone's, oh my God, Tyler Beede's coming up. He's a number 5 prospect in the organization or whatever. No?
I mean, he was the number 14th overall pick a couple of years ago, about 2014. He's more like, who's the other pitcher they have? He pitched last night? Guy pitched Sunday versus the Dodgers.
I need more descriptions than that. Jake?
He's not good opening day.
The Giants pitcher?
Yeah, Giants pitcher.
Ty Block.
All right.
It's like a Ty Block kind of thing where he's not going to strike guys out. And
right, that's unexciting.
I think he's better than Ty Block, but we'll see.
Jakey. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It's Beede.
Thank you.
You called him Tyler Beede earlier in the program.
Yeah, I think I got it right. I started doubting myself.
You did. You called Beede earlier in the program.
I got Jake on my shoulder being like, you're mispronouncing it. The little Jake. The little Jake on my shoulder.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I guess I have two Jakes on my shoulder. This, by the way we sit at this table is not great for the posture, huh?
Hopefully like the beast is on your shoulder.
The beast is on one shoulder.
That would crush it.
Here's also not good for the posture, the monster cheesesteak I ate earlier.
We got to make it all in beast lower for when Jake comes on screen.
Sure. Sure.
You know what we should do? There's a way I know we can design it, is to actually make a thing that looks like the beast. So if Jake sits still for long enough, we can add, like, you know, features to him while he's on there.
Okay.
Jake, you okay with that?
No, but you're going to do it anyway.
Oh, no, probably not, because then you'll just move and ruin
it. What about Satan from South Park?
Oh, Jake would love that. That sounds like something's right up his alley. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, sure.
And we'll have the Beast Screen.
Let's talk about porn again.
Sponsored by Pornhub.
Honestly, you probably should be.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Just haven't seen that for a while.
Anyway, apologies to all the White Sox fans out there who are looking for some deep White Sox analysis. We'll get to it soon.
Yoan Moncada is still hitting the ball well. I know he's striking out a lot, but he is taking walks, so...
Fifth highest on base percentage in baseball. Fourth most home runs. 41 runs put in middle of the pack. The second highest OPS in Major League Baseball. Belongs to the Chicago White Sox.
Who play, coming up in 10 minutes from now, it's the White Sox against Tampa on Blake Snell Day.
They trolled the Cubs yesterday by playing that game.
Oh, yes,
just
they
to, like,
did.
Just to prove that the South side is tough and the North side is, you know.
Totally agree.
It was kind of great. Somebody that lived in Chicago for 4 years, I did appreciate that.
Really quickly, where's our boy Malik Smith in that Tampa Bay lineup? Do you have it
batting
on your
screen? Batting sixth today. Batting sixth.
Get Happy excited. Matt Boyd Day, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. On behalf of Matty Moe, Greg Sussman, and the All-in-Beast, Jake Sir. We'll see you tomorrow with the Chicago White Sox analysis you had been promised today.